Please welcome Carolee Coffey.
Oh, that was a nice cheer from wherever it came from. I appreciate that. So, isn't that weird? Do you notice how everybody starts a story on TV and everywhere else with "so"? Why do we do that? So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to start with a tiny little story, first of all, and then move on out. I want you to know that I've been very musical all my life. I have pretty good pitch, I'd say pretty close to perfect pitch, and have always loved singing, and have done a lot of singing all my life. And I remember when I had my four children, and they were all in their four little bunk beds at night in Berkeley, California, in our old wooden house with shingles on it. That's the Berkeley kind of house. I would do some singing. I'd go in the living room. My husband, who was a doctor, was sitting in the back in some kind of study preparing for something medical. Children were in bed, so I'd close all the doors up to the living room and open all the windows and put on the recording that I was going to sing, and it was opera at that time, though I must also say that I do a very good 8-0 Annie from Oklahoma. I'm 8-0 Annie and really burst that out, probably better than they did the other day when Oklahoma was here. But now I was singing opera, and I always would listen to opera, and I was doing a wonderful job of it. And I thought, all my neighbors are going to love this. And I opened every window. And all of a sudden, after about 15 minutes, there's knock, knock, knock on the door. And I figured they've come to sign me up for something. And so I go to the door, full of optimism. And there's this little old man standing there. And he says, I have to tell you that my wife is very, very, very ill. We live three blocks away from you. And I'd appreciate it if you would close your windows, please. Of course, I did close the windows. I thought, the poor neighbors that don't get to hear this, but I better think of his wife. So then I found out that in Palo Alto, they were going to have an audition for the Palo Alto Opera. And I decided I was going to do it. And they were preparing us to, they wanted us to prepare the Habanera from Carmen in French, when I do a little French, not too badly. Almost went to France as a on a ship. Hidden in the ship, but I never got there. I never even tried, thank the Lord. So anyway, I start, as I'm hanging diapers out the door and I have all the time, I'm practicing the Habanera from Carmen, but I have never gotten to hear the recording that goes with it. So I will say, let's see, on the way over, my children were in the back of the car, and I was pregnant now with my third child. And when I got there, I got very cold feet after I said, would it be possible for me to listen to the accompaniment once? I've never heard it. And I want to be sure I come in at the right time when I sing this song. And do any of you remember, are you old enough to remember Charles Adams' cartoon where all the people were grim, hostile, cold people? They never smiled. Well, this was who I was auditioning in front of. And they said, well, we're sorry. We can't do that. We don't have time to put you through the piece of music and listen to the accompaniment. You'll just have to do the best you can do. So I got suddenly cold feet, and I said, well, you know, perhaps I shouldn't do it, because I've just found out I'm 3 months pregnant, and I'll be 7 months when we do the performance, and I don't think Carmen singing the Habanera 7 months pregnant is probably what you want. And they said to me, well, Mrs. Churman, that was my name at the time, we've had a Carmen who was 7 months pregnant, so go ahead and do your song. So they started playing the accompaniment, and every now and then I came in at the right time, but most of the time I came in at the wrong time. And so at the end of the thing, every face in the room was glum, totally glum. And I thought, as a woman, you know, we're taught we're supposed to keep everyone cheered up. And I was especially socialized with that idea that it's my job to make sure everybody is happy and cheerful. So it was my job when I saw those glum, glum faces, to say something appropriate. And I said, well, now that's odd. I do so much better when I sing this song in the shower. And they said to me, well, Mrs. Churman, we suggest that you confine your singing to the shower. And so I've consigned my singing to the shower ever since.